One of the biggest determining factor of someone's success, their ability to get what they want in life, is to be able to focus their attention on something and keep it on that thing for a prolonged period of time. To direct your attention and then to control your attention on the thing that matters.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. I'm Bedros Koulian, and today we are going to talk about the 14 hard truths about life that you probably didn't know, or maybe you've just been avoiding this. But first, listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, remember that you can help us out a lot. If I'm adding any value to your life, if I'm making this experience, this human experience for you better, please do me a favor and subscribe, because 72% of you watching this are not subscribed to the BK Show on YouTube. I would appreciate that. And of course, give us a thumbs up to help us with that algorithm. And those of you on Spotify and iTunes, thank you for watching, listening, leaving those comments, sharing all over social media. This show continues to grow, and it grows because we are growing it together as a tribe. And that means a lot to me, and I appreciate that, and that is not lost on me. So let's dive into the 14 truths that you need to know about life. All right, so thing number one I want to talk to you about is the curse of waiting. So here's what happens. We're kind of taught to do things sequentially in life, right? Like, hey, we're gonna do one thing at a time. We're gonna wait until the time is right, wait until it's perfect, wait until this happens, wait until the season is right, wait until I have enough money, wait until I've learned the thing, right? And you know what ends up happening? You end up waiting so long, you lose the opportunity. There's an opportunity cost to waiting in life. And what winners do is they take imperfect action. What average people do, now, let me say it the way I was going to say it. What losers do, because they've been conditioned by the school system, by mom and dad, by just average, mediocre people around them, is they wait and they wait. And what ends up happening is you live an unfulfilled life because you waited so long, you lost momentum. You waited so long, you lost the opportunity. You waited so long, you scared yourself or talked yourself out of doing the thing that you wanted to do, right? Now, I don't know if the thing is to start a business, to start a fitness program, to break up with this person or ask that person to date you. Whatever the thing is, you waited so long, you lost that opportunity. And that's a shame, because that ends up leading to a life of regret. So thing number two, truth number two, is on your journey to self-mastery, you will lose 99% of your friends. Now, I know that sucks, especially if you're young. You think like, man, in high school we were tight. Now in college we're tight and we're hanging out. We're the boys. We're always doing the thing. But I'm telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them, because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, making more money, becoming a better human, stopping the alcohol. You won't have things in common anymore, right? Because if you are trying to transcend to self-mastery, to develop as a better human, you're probably gonna stop drinking. You're gonna stop smoking weed, stop the vape, stop going out, hanging out at bars, doing stupid shit at stupid times with stupid people, getting stupid results. And you're not gonna have anything in common. And so in your process, in your journey of self-development, you will lose 99% of your friends. Truth number three, no one is coming to save you. And as much as you think that whether it's the government or your mom and dad or someone is gonna come and save you, they're not, not even the cops. Like, if something goes wrong in your house, you are the first line of defense, not the cops. When you call the cops, they get there in time to draw a chalk marker on your body and your loved one's body because, well, guess what? You weren't able to defend yourself. And financially, no one's coming to save you. Emotionally, mentally, no one's coming to save you. You have to understand that. You are the knight on the white horse that's going to gallop in and save yourself, save your family. And so once you take on that personal responsibility and understand that no one's coming to save me, it's on me to save myself and my family and the people that I lead. That is such an empowering feeling. But if you constantly feel like you are entitled, you're owed, and someone needs to come in and save you, it's just the way it needs to be, you're always going to be disappointed because there's no one coming to save you. Truth number four, the government and the politicians are all liars and they're corrupt and they will never fix your problems. That's the reality. Now, the news, social media, will talk about Trump and Biden and every other politician and what's going on and their ages and it's too long and this. Look, I'm not saying don't be active in voting for a competent president who's not sniffing hairs, who's not allowing cocaine into the White House. By the way, how about how that motherfucker allows cocaine to come into the White House in the most protected building in the country? Cocaine makes it in there on the weekend that his son is in the building, in a part of the building that's protected and only a certain number of people have access to, but the Secret Service somehow couldn't figure out who left the cocaine there. Let me tell you, if you and I walk by Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House and we just fart, they will know exactly who we are, what we did, and what we had for lunch. So make no mistake about it. The government, the politicians, they are not to help you to solve your problems. They're all liars and corrupt. And you are the number one problem solver in your life. Like, if you want to make more money, don't hope for less taxes. Learn to earn more money. Learn to manage your money. Don't spend money you don't have buying shit that you don't need to impress people that you don't like. You know what I mean? Truth number five. You're going to need a lot more money than you think. And by the time you realize that, it's going to be too late. And that's the truth, man. And look, you guys can argue with this in the comment section on YouTube all you want. Like, no, you don't need that much money. You don't know what inflation is going to be like a year from now or 10 years from now. You didn't know that gas prices over the in the last 12 months were going to jump up the way they did. You didn't know that grocery costs were going to go up like they did. You didn't know that interest rates were going to go up like they did. Inflation was going to blow up like it did. You didn't know that. And so all of a sudden, the money that you're making today that you thought was going to eventually go up just got disintegrated. Like, you got yourself, you're trying to figure out how you can shave down your hairy body, put your fucking dumb self on OnlyFans and pass as a woman, even though you're an ugly dude, so that you can make $9 a month from a few hundred dudes who are into weird, ugly men who shave themselves down. Like, that's the position you probably got yourself into because you decided that I don't need enough money. I make enough money because you didn't think that there might be a financial crisis or disaster. And I say this with love, fellas. Like, if you are not of the mindset that I need 10x, 50x, 100x more money than I'm making, like, what's wrong with having a surplus? Because you could always give it away to your favorite church, charity, or cause. You can help more people. You know how many people need money for medical procedures and surgeries? You can help so many people if you have a surplus of money. But when you are lacking money, you become a liability. You become someone who now is reliant on the rest of us. You become a burden on the rest of us. So I'm here to tell you that you're going to need a lot more money in life than you think. And by the time you realize that, it's going to be too late. Truth number six, you'll be a lot happier if you stop blaming your parents for all your problems. Like, there's no other way to say that. Your parents weren't perfect. They did the best they could. Maybe they divorced. Maybe they're crazy. Maybe one's crazy and one's not. Who knows? They did the best they could with what they had. Now that you're an adult, it's on you. If you're repeating the crazy patterns, then you are equally as nuts. You gotta stop blaming the parents for the problems that you have and start taking personal responsibility. Truth number seven, train yourself to let stupid people win arguments. Like, isn't that a great concept? I know the idea of it makes sense, right? Train yourself to let stupid people win arguments. If you're arguing with stupid people, you're never gonna win. Like, you've got common sense, they don't. You're rational, they're not. You have a better understanding of the topic, they don't. They're emotional, and they're gonna constantly spew out stupidity. Now, if you and a stupid person are across the street from me arguing, and I'm just watching, I'm not going to tell who the sane one is and who the stupid one is, am I? In reality, I'm going to go, look at those two stupid people. So the greatest advice I can give you, the greatest truth I can give you here in life is to train yourself to let stupid people win arguments. Your life will be better for it. Listen, I stopped taking all of those and I started taking this, the Trulene Wellness Shot. In fact, I created this because I was sick and tired of every morning taking 11 different supplements like turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper, black pepper, vitamin B12, echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, right? Think about this. If you want to improve your immune system, if you want to fight off inflammation in your body so that you have better gut health, you have more energy, your joints don't hurt, then you're going to want to take all those supplements. And I was taking it twice a day, every day. And so when we created the Trulene Wellness Shot, we cut no corners and we spared no expense. And so in this, you've got something that's going to not only help boost your immune system, but also fight off inflammation. Because if you're a high performer and if you want to get more done, if you want to stay more focused, if you want to make sure that you don't get sick as frequently, then you have to care about your immune system and you have to fight off inflammation, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're high performing and you have a stressful work day from time to time, right? And so here's what I want you to do. You're going to click on the link in the description box or go to trulene.com and you're going to use the code word Bedros. And when you use my name, Bedros, you'll get 50% off your first subscribe and save bundle. For whatever reason, you don't like the Trulene Wellness Shot, which I have yet to meet anyone who doesn't, then let us know in your first 30 days. We'll give you a full refund, part ways as friends. Fair enough? Go check it out. Use the code word Bedros. Get 50% off. Peace. Learn how to direct and control your attention. Because if you can learn how to direct and control your attention, that is one of the greatest superpowers you can develop. Let me tell you something. We all have two arms, two legs for the most part. Maybe you're watching or listening to this and you're missing a limb, and I'm sorry about that. But for the most part, we have a certain level of IQ that's about the same. We have two arms, two legs. We're, you know, have about the same things going for us, right? One of the biggest determining factor of someone's success, their ability to get what they want in life, is to be able to focus their attention on something and keep it on that thing for a prolonged period of time. To direct your attention and then to control your attention on the thing that matters, right? You know, I often say you want to control what you can in life. You want to cope with what you can't control. And you want to concentrate on what counts, the three C's. And so being able to control your attention for a prolonged period of time on something worthy that's going to produce a meaningful outcome will make your life substantially better. That is a superpower. Develop it. Truth number 9. Fellas, this may piss you off, but this is the truth that I'm here to give you. Women are biologically detest weakness in men, and they reject fragile men. That's just how it is. Women biologically detest weakness and they reject fragile men. And so if you lack emotional discipline, if you lack mental toughness, if you are someone that is okay with just breaking down around your woman, I'm telling you right now, she secretly detests you. She literally is disgusted by you. I know this because I hear this often from women who are all up in my DMs telling me about their husbands, their boyfriends, who need to man up, who need to control their emotions, who need to step back into their masculinity because these women are having to make the big decisions at home and they are resenting you for it. When you become a decisive, emotionally disciplined, mentally controlled man, you will see that your woman respects you. There's nothing more powerful for a man to get from his woman than respect. If you guys remember, about 6 months ago on YouTube, I did a community poll. At the time, I think we only had, I think right now we're, you know, north of 640,000 subscribers. But at the time, I think there was maybe 400,000 subscribers. And of all the people that took the poll, 80%, over 80%, chose, I said, if you could only have respect or love from your woman, what would you want, fellas? Over 80% said, I would want respect. Well, if you want respect from your woman, understand that they are biologically designed to detest weakness and fragility in men. And the reason for that is they rely on us to provide. They rely on us to protect. They rely on us to be steady. It is their role to be gentle, to be emotional. And that is a good thing because we need both energies under one roof. We need the feminine energy. We need the masculine energy. Could you imagine if it was all feminine or if it was all masculine? There would be a off balance of energies. Truth number 10, most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not gonna understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're gonna end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is, go on the journey by yourself. It is the best journey, man. Leveling up, making more money, losing weight, getting fit, becoming the best version of yourself is the fucking most awesomest journey you will ever go on. But it's a journey that you will probably go on by yourself. Most people will not understand the level of obsession required. They will not understand the level of drive and determination that it takes for you to become that person. And when you try and help them understand, you'll find yourself frustrated. Truth number 11, the fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. You ever try that? You ever try making everybody else happy and you find that, fuck, it's not working. You know, I do this to make them happy. I go there to make that person happy. I do this to keep this person happy. And I find that I've got nothing more to give. My cup is empty, right? The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that. And the reason I say be a shining light, because if you're like a light at the end of a cliff on the ocean, right? That light that attracts ships into the harbor. You will attract the right people to you. And you won't have to try and make everybody happy. They will be similar to your energy. They will organically be happy. And what you need to understand is that happiness is an inside job. And so if you're the type of person that has taken on this mission of trying to make everybody happy, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna end up being very disappointed and you're gonna lose yourself and find yourself sad and depressed and anxious because you've just given so much of yourself and you can't. There's gotta be some kind of refilling up your own cup. There's gotta be some kind of self-care that has to happen. Number 12, truth number 12, your body is a direct reflection of your mental and emotional state. You know it to be true, I know it to be true, it's just a fact. If you are a few pounds overweight, if you're out of shape, if your health is suffering, odds are your mental and emotional state is struggling as well. And if you want to improve your mental and emotional state, start in the one place that you have absolute control over, your body, your health. You can control every single day, you can control what you eat and how much thunder you bring during a workout. You can control that. You may not be able to control how your boss treats you. You may not be able to control how your wife or girlfriend feels about you today. You may not be able to control a lot of other variables, but the thing that you can control is how your body looks and feels. And how your body looks and feels is directly correlated with your mental and emotional state because your body is connected. We always talk about on the show, how you do anything is how you do everything. Well, then you know that everything is connected. So if you let yourself get fat, if you start growing titties, the kind of titties that I can milk, if you find yourself getting those stretch marks on your belly, if you all of a sudden find yourself wearing those loose basketball shorts that you slide on and keep on all day because God forbid you should wear some kind of jeans that are fitted and look good, because nothing other than a fucking burlap potato sack would look good on you. maybe you ought to start eating healthier. You ought to start training. You ought to start running. You ought to start getting out in the sun. You ought to start treating your body like a fucking sports car. And when you do, you'll start feeling like a sports car, won't you? That's how it works. Truth number 13, you are not special and no one owes you anything. It's a fact. Now, your mom and dad may have told you you're special. Society may tell you that you're special because you're gay, you're lesbian, you're transsexual, you're a transgender unicorn, you're black, white, Mexican, Chinese. You're not special, baby girl. You're not. No one owes you nothing. And the sooner you figure that out, the better life will be. Because if you walk around life feeling like you're owed something and that you're special, one, you're going to be an entitled little bitch. Two, you're going to be constantly let down by people. That's the facts. That's a truth that people won't share with you. They want to tell you you're special. They want to tell you that you deserve success. You deserve happiness. No, you don't. You don't deserve it. You can go out and get it. You can go earn it. You can work your ass off to acquire it. You don't deserve it any more than I deserve it. Finally, truth number 14. Your parents were wrong about most things. That's a fact. Understand that your parents were wrong about most things. And the reason I share that with you is this isn't like the 80s and 90s, right? When I grew up. Back then, technology didn't evolve as fast. And even then, look, I look back and I realize my generation, I'm 49 years old, my parents were wrong about most things. Like my dad was like, hey, I brought you to America, to a country of freedom and opportunity. We escaped communism. Go out and get a good job and stay there for a long time and retire from there. Like, what the fuck? Could you imagine if I actually listened to that plan? I followed that plan. There is no way. I mean, I would have to find a unicorn career where I respected who I worked for, got paid well, and was given the opportunity to have a side gig on my own, to have some creative freedom. There ain't a lot of careers out there that allow for that. There just isn't. And so your parents were wrong about a lot of things. Today, technology moves so quick. Like they're telling you, go to college, go get a great job. Go to college for what? What do you need to go to college for? Unless you're gonna be a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer, an architect, an engineer, something that specifically requires a high level of education. What do you need to go to college for? Sociology? Are you kidding me? To get a MBA, a master's in business administration? Motherfucker, do you think I have an MBA? I have 7 companies. I make hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Do you think that there's any university, Harvard or Yale, that would have taught you how to run a business and how to maintain the success of that business during a pandemic? Is there any fucking MBA that teaches you that? If I listened to my parents and went to college to become an entrepreneur, because I was like, guys, I think I want to be an entrepreneur. Like, oh, well, college has, they teach you marketing, they teach you sales. No, they don't. Professors just profess. They don't practice. There's no professor out there running a big company. That's pretty rare that you're going to find that. If you realize that your parents are wrong about most things, you will start questioning. And it is okay to start questioning your parents. I'm not saying stand right there and question them in person, but I am suggesting that you might want to go, you know what, let me research this and see if there's any validity to what they're saying. Maybe you realize, oh shit, what they're saying was specific to their generation. What they're saying was a byproduct of the trauma or the experience they had. They started a business, it failed, and so they don't want me to start a business. They're saying it's high risk, but today I can watch 20 YouTube videos and pretty much be a fucking expert at leadership, management, marketing, sales, product creation, value creation, right? So if they're like, man, don't start a business, you'll fail. Do you know how hard it is to start a business? Yeah, it was hard back in the day. Today, you can go find mentors. You can follow people on Instagram, read books, watch YouTube channels, and literally over a 6-month period, develop the knowledge, the wisdom to be able to go out and execute. Now, is that going to make you successful? I don't know. But what it will do is help you avoid a lot of pitfalls that you would have gotten fallen into if you didn't know this stuff, right? So your success rate, your chance of success, your probability of success is much higher. So understand that your parents were wrong about a lot of things, and that's okay. They come from a different generation. They come from different experiences. They didn't have access to what you have access to. And it's okay to question everybody and everything because this is your life. You're the star in your own life. I don't know if you know that or not. But one of the greatest movies I've seen is the movie of Bedros Koulian. And I watch it every day. And every day a new chapter, a new episode comes out. It's my fucking life. Why would I live a life that someone else would want me to live? I didn't push my kids towards any direction. I just said, here's, through my experience, here's how life works, son. Here's how life works, daughter. If you want my counsel beyond this, I'm here for you. Otherwise, here's how I know about how life works. But go out there and experience. Say yes to the adventures. Follow the path that most people don't. Figure things out. Say yes to the experiences. You will find the path that's meant for you. And that's a pretty fucking cool thing. But I bet it's pretty rare for a dad or a mom to say that to their kids, isn't it? So guys, I want to let you know that these are the 14 truths, the hard truths about life that most parents, teachers, people don't want to talk about. I want to share that with you. I hope you'll share this episode so that more people can have access to these 14 truths. And above all, remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant when you decide to flip the switch. I'll see you next time. What's the difference between me and you?
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.